for the most stringent rule in Patty's domain concerned the proper delegation of duties. The house was woman's work, and that was that. No male member of the family was to put his hand to a female task. But each night after Patty went to bed, Frank helped his mother. Fee aiding and abetting him by delaying her dishwashing until they heard the thump of Patty's slippers hitting the floor. Once Patty's slippers were off, he never came back to the kitchen. Fee looked at Frank gently.
"I don't know what I'd do without you, Frank, but you shouldn't. You'll be so tired in the morning."
"It's all right, ma'am. Drying a few dishes won't kill me. Little enough to make life easier for you."
"It's my job, Frank. I don't mind."
"I just wish we'd get rich one of these days so you could have a maid."
"That is wishful thinking."
She wiped her soapy red hands on the dishcloth and then pressed them into her sides, sighing. Her eyes, as they rested on her son, were vaguely worried, sensing his bitter discontent, more than the normal railing of a working man against his lot.
"Frank, don't get ideas. They only lead to trouble. We're working-class people, which means we don't get rich or have maids. Be content with what you are and what you have. When you say things like this, you're insulting Daddy, and he doesn't deserve it. You know that. He doesn't drink, he doesn't gamble, and he works awfully hard for us. Not a penny he earns goes into his own pocket. It all comes to us."
The muscular shoulders hunched impatiently. The dark face became harsh and grim.
"But why should wanting more out of life than drudgery be so bad? I don't see what's wrong with wishing you had a maid."
"It's wrong because it can't be. You know there's no money to keep you at school, and if you can't stay at school, how are you ever going to be anything better than a manual worker? Your accent, your clothes, and your hands show that you labor for a living. But it's no disgrace to have calluses on your hands. As Daddy says, when a man's hands are calloused, you know he's honest.